In just 3 weeks, voters head to the polls to decide a variety of races. In Ann Arbor, this includes voting on the first new mayor in 14 years. It's a low-key race between a political newcomer and a three-term city council member that won the heavily contested Democratic primary. This spring, Brian Kelly was working on research for a novel about a shoe salesman running for mayor. He also saw the winner of the Democratic primary for mayor was going to be unopposed. So the 28-year-old University of Michigan grad decided to step up and run as an independent. Kelly has a lot of respect for how well the city's been run, but thinks more should be done to reach out and get community input. This includes having a vote on a city income tax,
which would be a big property tax cut for people, and you'd be able to, you know, have a 1% income tax on residents, a 0.5% income tax on non-residents, and at the very least, this might satisfy some of the agitation out there about the university kind of getting around its obligations as far as the resources that it draws on from the city.
Kelly would also like to see voters decide if city elections should remain partisan affairs. When Kelly was deciding to run in June, Christopher Taylor was already in the middle of a campaign against three fellow city council members, a race he ended up winning with over 47% of the vote. He's still campaigning on basic services done well, combined with some of the extras that make Ann Arbor a great place to live.
Affordability and affordable housing, environmental protection, watershed protection. You know, we can't solve climate change here in the city, but we can do our part, and we ought to. Parks are also obviously critical to people's quality of life, and a vibrant, active downtown that still has a character.
Voters will decide November 4th if they want to elect one of outgoing Mayor John Heefch's allies on council, or a writer that hopes to serve the city no matter the outcome of his first campaign. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.